Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Parked in front of the UN Climate Conference here in Poznan, Poland, is a head-turning vehicle unlike any car you've ever seen. It's a bright blue two-seater solar taxi. At least that's what inventor Lewis Palmer calls it. Over the past 17 months, Palmer has driven his unique solar-powered vehicle 33,000 miles through 38 countries.
And this is the first time in history that a solar-powered car is going all the way around the world. And this is to show that these new technologies are ready, affordable, reliable, economical, and ecological.
So around the world without a drop of gas?
Absolutely. That's what I wanted to show. And I've showed it to the world. And we can even travel around the world without gas. So, hey, we can go to school, we can go shopping, we can go to work with this technology. It's all possible.
The solar taxi is an ungainly three-wheeler. Hitched to the rear bumper is a flatbed trailer, 60 square feet of solar cells that speed Lewis Palmer down the road at 60 miles an hour.
With fully charged batteries, I can drive 300 kilometers. That's 200 miles. I mean, that's not bad. And even if there is no sun and maybe the batteries are empty, I can take from my energy account from the grid. You know, I have my solar cells back home in Switzerland too. From there, I feed solar energy into the grid, and that allows me to take the same quantity out of the grid, anywhere I am in the world, and say, hey, this is my solar power that I take out, charge into the battery, so I never have to care about bad weather.
So how soon do you think we'll be driving solar cars?
That all depends on the will of the people to realize that we have to push these solutions. And it all depends on how long we have the oil lasting. I'm absolutely convinced it could happen tomorrow. In mass production, this car could cost €10,000. You put a solar cells worth of, let's say, $5,000 on your rooftop, and then you can drive for free for the next 40 years for free. Every year you could make 10,000 miles.
Swiss inventor, tour director, and solar taxi driver, Lewis Palmer. To hear him talk about solar, you'd think the future of the technology was bright indeed. But over the past year, the solar industry has taken a beating. A shortage of silicon sent the price of solar cells soaring, and investors bailed on stocks in the sector. Especially hard hit has been the world's largest solar manufacturer, SunTech. Shares in the Chinese-based company have lost 90% of their value. Still, founder and CEO Xi Zhongrong, one of China's richest entrepreneurs, is optimistic.
In the last few years, actually, we have proved, you know, we can make solar power our future. The cost, dramatic cost reduction, you know, in the last few years. And as I said early on, I think we only need a temporary support or subsidy from all governments, maybe 3 to 5 years' time, that solar electricity can reach grid parity level. So beyond that, we think we can even directly compete with, you know, generation cost our, you know, coal-fired, you know, electricity plant.
SunTech's CEO Xi Zhongrong came to climate talks here in Poznan, Poland, to proselytize for solar technology. But while all manner of alternative power sources have been debated and discussed among delegates, conspicuously absent have been conversations about solar, particularly the conversations about providing money to advance this technology option. Professor Maciej Nowicki is Poland's Minister of the Environment and President of the Poznan Climate Conference. He had to tell reporters that he wasn't speaking in an official capacity when he mentioned solar energy's role in mitigating climate change. He spoke through an interpreter.
My personal opinion is what I'm giving you now. Other nuclear solutions are also very expensive, but the solar energy will be available to all countries worldwide. So for all countries in the world, it will be the cheapest available source of clean energy for them to develop. So that is why I'm talking about the solar energy as the way to go in the future.
Jeremy Leggett, executive chairman of Solar Century, a British solar energy company and author of The Carbon War, took note of the dearth of official discussion about solar power by delegates. He says they lack vision.
There's a revolution going on right now, and this is the fastest growing energy business in the world. And yet when you look at the models that tend to come out of these negotiations and the advice that the negotiators get, you don't see much evidence of people who fully understand that.
What about the question of subsidies at this point?
Yeah, there are different ways that you can support a market as it grows towards standalone commercialization. And, you know, let's emphasize the point. We're only a few years away from that. And we'll be standalone. We'll be competing without subsidies or market props of any sort within a few years. This isn't like the nuclear industry. We don't need subsidies forever. But what we do need, like all technologies, is just that burst of support that can get us to scale and keep the manufacturing costs coming down.
Jeremy Leggett, head of the British photovoltaic company Solar Century. He came to the Poznan climate talks to urge a broader inclusion of solar in the next international agreement to fight climate change.